Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
As the sun rays come in, here comes that hand as it grabs a hold of me and snatches me up.
Doug Lister sent it.
Good thing. We have no access to any music.
This is the Groundhog Day. I think it's the station debut of this one.
Oh, pretty good.
So if we get it, it goes on. There's no discernment.
Right. We're just happy to have the attention of somebody.
Salt and Smoke is a sponsor for the Plowhawk Smoke Break. That brisket's good. It's real good, Jack. Reykja Vodka is the official vodka of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Skål. That's cheers in Icelandic, Doug.
Okay.
Mix it up here on Friday. We will have the... God, I've got so much going on here.
What?
You have so much passion. That's what it is. You have passion for AM sports talk radio, and you bring it from your loins.
Well, right. We have the Ride Her Cup thing. So I got a situation with that, and then we have we're doing the happy hour. Ryan Kelly, Clay Travis, and myself at Kirkwood Brewhouse, the patio where Dave Jackson, also known as Dave the Pipe Layer, is out there with Doug's wife, and then Cindy, and then Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife. Mm-hmm. Except this is the real Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack's wife.
That's right.
She here?
Yes, yeah. She's right out there.
All of a sudden, Iggy's interested in the show for the first time of the morning.
Well, I think
Iggy, if you'd like to go out there, you can.
I didn't see Mrs. Sack.
No, but that's really like the original Scott.
Okay, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All I see,
and they're waving to us now, Doug.
Mm-hmm. All I see is Doug. You, dude, you're getting cucked by a guy whose nickname is Pipe Layer.
Pipe Layer Dave. Yeah. And Cindy wanted me to remind the audience that her house is for sale, and that. You know, it is available right now.
Where?
It's one of the nicest, biggest houses in Kirkwood. I've been to many Super Bowl parties.
Give us
there.
A web address.
There's not a chance in the world that any of the nitwits that listen to this show could actually afford this house. You could go to Ryan Kelly and say, hey, home loan expert, how about a little loan? And he'd snicker on this income. But the house is for sale. And so she wanted that. Just wanted that.
How could they find it?
Maybe it'd be better if Cindy went down to Camo X's studios. Yeah. It might be a better, better match.
I'm just in a swap meet. You know, I also got this
address for you.
From Nick Yall.
What up, Nick Yall?
This is from the Fan Pin Softball.
The Cat Sigliares, mm-hmm. Carlo. See,
they did this for their final game.
Oh, my God. And Doug, they won the championship, didn't they?
I think they lost 19-4, according to John.
Now, the spread was 16, so they covered.
Spirit win has been issued to the Fan Page Softball.
So anyway, so we have this happy hour tomorrow with Clay, and I got an email from a guy, and he wasn't really being, I don't know what the right word, we've all received hate mails, hate tweets, whatever. He was being fairly reasonable about it, but he said he really had a problem with me doing an event with Clay Travis because he said it's obvious what Clay is doing and I'm surprised you would work with him. And I just respectfully disagree on, first off, if somebody has a view on something, if we have a fundamental disagreement on policy or politics or religion or whatever, that doesn't mean that I can no longer like be friends with the person. That's just where I am. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but that's where I am on something. And so that there's that. So, Doug, I don't know how to handle that outside of I'll still show up and have the event tomorrow. Mm-hmm. But so I had that last night. And then now I have people texting into the show and texting me saying not to play with Zach Holland, who may or may not have played at Oklahoma, because he posted on the fan page that he wants to see all of the protesters in downtown St. Louis run over.
That's a little harsh there.
So how do I handle this?
Well, I don't know. Can you not find someone else to play? You don't even know this Zach guy. Well, you don't know him anything.
I think that was the whole point, is that he was just trying to find someone to golf with that could better his chances of winning this.
Yeah.
And suddenly he's thrown into a political firestorm. I think that's the... That's the issue.
And I just wanted to have a drink with my wife and some friends and some listeners tomorrow night. And sometimes, Doug, they overlap. Friends are listeners and listeners are friends.
Well, not usually, but there's the odd time.
And do it on the official opening of the Kirkwood Brewhouse patio, because last week, as you know, was the soft opening.
Yeah.
and
the
come
fan,
up here.
Fans out here said you have a speaker out there so they can.
Yeah, that's a good. That's a good point. Well, we're gonna have signage here and a speaker. Yeah, we just got in here 4 days ago, okay. But it's a valid point.
Well, actually, it might be better to not have a speaker.
Maybe we could play Charlie Brennan's show on the speaker.
And then people go, hey, right. That sounds like a
yeah,
good show.
And they would have really no idea.
I don't know why everyone rips that show. Yeah. Sounds pretty good out
yeah,
here.
Yeah. It's a really good show. It doesn't look right. You know, there's a lot of guys in there to think it's just Charlie. But, you know.
It's all the producers.
I like it. Yeah.
So do I not come to the happy hour at Kirkwood Brewhouse because Clay Travis is going to be here? Do I not interview Clay Travis? I would interview Kim Jong-un. I'd interview anybody. And on top of it, I like Clay. I disagree with his approach on some things, and I'm anxious to talk to him. Not about, hey, what do you think? Who's going to win the SEC? Seems like it's down for the fifth year in a row. I don't care. I want to talk about his career. I want to talk about a lot of the things that he has said over the last year that has made him beloved by some and hated by others, and we'll talk about it. We're just going to talk. We're just going to talk.
And that makes it a good podcast.
Thank you, Iggy.
That's what I don't get.
Yeah, no one else talks on podcasts. You have a podcast where you really talk. The others don't talk.
There's a lot of velo in that. Yeah.
Good striking. You see, my
launch
thing is,
angle.
We're not supposed to, in my opinion, hate the other person just because they disagree. We need to check ourselves on that. And there's too many people that are like, you can't talk to that person because they're on the other team ideology. We got to get past that. Just because someone disagrees with you doesn't necessarily mean they're an awful person. We got to stop.
Now, what about Zach, who said he wants to run over the protesters in downtown St. Louis and didn't play golf at Oklahoma? He said he left after 3 weeks.
You might want to steer clear of this fellow.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's a big dossier that's being put together on that guy.
So Clay Travis event, fine. Playing with Zach on the South Side, Seaman in the Ryder Cup, not fine? Is that where we are?
When someone speaks that they want to do harm to other people, that's a different animal than just disagreeing with them, I think.
Mm-hmm.
No one, I don't care what side you're on. If you're a decent human being, no one wants to see even the other side hurt. You just want your point of view out there and have a discussion about it.
And Doug, a bunch of people want to join the fan page. I know you like to welcome them when they join.
I don't really.
Steve Winchester's in.
Winsey, yeah, Winsey.
Okay. Let's see. And then, Casey Pullman's in.
All right, Pullsey.
Jameson Crame.
All right, Cramesy.
He's in. So there's three more members. So we're
how many Knicks do you have? Because that will tell how many good people you have. If you have a lot of Knicks on the fan page.
He's got people now that have changed their name to match Tim's son's name. Tim likes the name Jameson. So, yeah, that's my name,
I didn't even
too.
Think about that as I was typing
Jameson
it in.
Look at me, Tim. I'm Jameson.
Right.
Do you resent the fact that Tim is so wildly popular?
Maybe that's it.
Yeah,
maybe
deep down.
That could be.
See, Mike Tatanka disliked the Tim McKernan Show page. Welcome, Mike. It's a totally different page. I got a lot of Facebook pages. I'm diversifying my portfolio on Facebook.
Yeah, and it means nothing. Right. All your that's social different. Media means nothing. It doesn't create
I thought you judged a man
it.
By his followers.
You don't.
I do. Not by the content of his character, which a lot of people do. I judge
idiots.
By the amount
that's
of Twitter
the easy
followers.
Way out.
Yeah.
The easy way out to figure
you
out.
You look
what
at
the
a man, you look
really
in
like.
His eyes, and you say, how many followers do you have on Twitter?
90.
The cat here, all the Knicks on the fan page. Pretty large selection.
Okay, then it's a quality.
Look at that. That's a
it's
lot
a quality
of
group.
That's a lot of Knicks.
Very popular name.
Well, you can't find too many Knicks that aren't great people. Knicks tend to be the salt of the earth.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
Sure. Nick Vaughn.
How many dicks?
Whoa.
Okay.
Wow.
Thank you. You just brought us down with that.
Also, a poll, if you want to join Doug and answer the poll question, Brother Hebert, would you listen to a podcast about the fan page? That's the current poll.
Oh, Lord. Lord.
Currently, yes is winning.
Shocking.
And the poll is on the fan page.
Mm-hmm. I listened to a podcast from a media critic about the podcast on the fan page. Like if Deitch starts covering it. I really like what Matty Bear said here regarding the Becky Weisberger scandal.
Very enlightening.
TJ Moe joins us right now here, and it's brought to you by Joe Bacardi's. I think there's an open, so hold on a second, TJ. I got to do the open. I messed the whole thing up.
It's time for Mizzou Monday, brought to you by Joe Bacardi's. Former slot receiver and 590 zone TJ Moe.
Underneath, TJ Moe sidesteps a man, gets to the 45.
Made one of the most famous plays in Missouri history.
Left sideline, he's got a seam. TJ Moe to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the house.
And now he's talking all things Tigers.
Missouri. good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh?
Yep, they are.
Thanks to Joe Bacardi's, with locations in Eureka, Webster Groves, Columbia, Benton, and Tapawingo Golf Club. Find out how they can help you with events and catering at joebacardis.com.
Now, TJ, one second. I apologize again. This is my second apology. I just looked on the fan pin, and the Plowboy just posted pancakes in the shape of penis and breasts with, like, powdered sugar firing out of the...
That was on Twitter, too.
What are you doing?
I was making pancakes with the gal last night, and we decided we had a little bit of extra batter to spice up the last few, which was great.
And you wanted to share it with the world.
I did. Sorry, TJ. I didn't know that was going to be brought up during your segment. My apologies.
Why did you... Why did you do that? How do you explain
While you're running the board, no less. That's an FCC violation, Doug, I think.
How do you explain that to your kids, Tim?
I will have a conversation with Jameson right when I get home from the show. Mm-hmm. And maybe he'll look at me confused.
Let me ask you this for the first time of the day. What's wrong with you, boy?
It was my bad, but I thought it was
that really a turn funny. On for your girlfriend?
It was.
Interesting, Doug. It's an aphrodisiac.
It was not.
TJ
Moe.
TJ Moe is with us. TJ, we were looking at the Missouri spread. It started at 14 and it's down to 10. What in the world's going on?
I have no idea. We were talking about that yesterday on the hard line. Take the points. Excuse me, don't take points. Take Kentucky and lay the points. We heard all, or at least I heard from people within the camp and some of the coaches and players, how good Demetrius Mason was, and that he was going to have a better season than Jamon Moore, even after his 1,000 yards last year that Jamon had. And he has been kicked off the team, and I don't believe they have released Y, so I won't either. But I think the reason it's just the things over there are not going that well as it relates to respect. And Finkel went through this a little bit, and I had to weed out some guys. And I think Demetrius Mason was one of those guys they were going to have to weed out because of his attitude. And unfortunately, this is one of Odom's guys. He actually recruited him. So you can say something like, hey, we got to get rid of some of the guys that aren't our guys, they're not bought in. But Mason was one of your guys. So I don't like the way this looks. He was supposed to be a really talented player for you. I think that throws a wrench in your offense. And Kentucky is actually not that bad. They're a fairly talented team. Florida's not that good, but they had them on the road. Florida's ranked. And they didn't cover a wide receiver. And Tim, you probably watched the end of that game. And so Florida ended up pulling out. But they should have beat Florida by two touchdowns.
Yeah, they had them, 27-14, I think, in the fourth quarter, if I'm not mistaken. And Florida wanted to win him.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yep.
By a point. Just looking at what's taken place with Missouri, at this point, it would be tough for me to take them, even if they were getting 21. And so when I see the line move, I mean, that's a major... line change. That's a major line change for it to go 4 points. And then it makes me wonder if there's some whale in Vegas, like betting it one way to then go over the top with a bigger bet, 5 minutes before kickoff on Saturday. I don't know, because that is so weird, unless there's something going on with a player on Kentucky or Missouri. But who the hell would be worth 4 points on Kentucky or Missouri?
Generally only quarterbacks are worth that much. I don't think there's any play. I mean, Mason left the team. That wouldn't help, and he was gone from the team before they even came out with the original line. Tim, you know this. We've talked to Todd Furman a few times on our show on the Hard Line, and he says a lot of this has to do with sharp money. It's not necessarily the wise guys. It's not necessarily where all the money is going. It's a few guys that will come in, and they know who's who, and that moves the line as well. So it would be interesting to see, talking to a guy like Todd, what is actually happening here. Because you would think that anybody who's watched Missouri this year aren't even convinced they can score 10 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, are they really going to even put up 10 points?
They have had 2 weeks off here. Is that enough time to make significant changes?
I guess it depends on what you mean by significant. You're not going to change your offensive or defensive philosophy to something different. They did the defensive philosophy last year only because those guys already knew that system. So you're not changing anything philosophically. You can really study an opponent and add plays to try to attack their scheme and things like that. But no, you're not doing any overhaul of any system in 2 weeks. There's just, you can't execute it well. There's nothing about that would be too wise. You kind of generally, there's a reason Coach Finkel always would say, and it would upset people, but he'd say, listen, we do what we do. And he didn't mean we weren't going to change and tweak some things, but it generally, he meant we have our system. You can't change in the middle of the season, and this is what we think we're good at, and we're going to keep running that. I think that's a smart play. You've just got to get better at executing, which, as we've seen throughout the year, they, at this point, are struggling to run an offensive play without a false start.
Defensively, is it part of their system to put their hand in the dirt and pin their ears back and get after the signal caller?
It is supposed to be, yes. Interestingly, I don't think Terry Beckner is nearly the same dude. We saw a few plays last game 2 weeks ago where he was a little bit more himself, but I think there's something wrong with him mentally at this point. I think he's risk-averse because of his knee surgeries. If you watch him, he's lining up about a yard and a half off the football. I mean, I don't even have to look at his number to know that, hey, that's Terry Beckner Jr. over there, about a yard behind everybody else. And I think he's trying to stay away, and then he stands straight up and tries to rush the passer. Instead of Sheldon Richardson, the reason he was so good, when you guys watch Aaron Donald, the reason these guys are so good is because they fire off the ball, and they're in the backfield when they're halfway out of their stance. Like, they never stand straight up. I think Terry Beckner Jr., again, has screwed up his knees so bad that at this point he's standing straight up and hoping nobody has got cut block him and nobody's going to be messing with him, and he can just run up and try to run by you, because he has been a non-factor in probably 75% of plays he's been in this year.
You think there's any chance at all that they do get it together and maybe salvage a 500 season? Could you see that happening at all?
Weird stuff happened in college football. There's nothing on the field this year that would lead me to believe that they're going to salvage the season and be a 6-6 team. That doesn't mean it can't happen, though, just because college football is weird. I mean, we're dealing with a bunch of 18- and 19-year-olds that are playing Division I football, and you have seen these guys make some plays, and you know they have some talent. We've seen throws by Drew Locke. He's never been able to put it together. We've seen a 1,000-yard season by Jamon Moore. Now, not that impressive with 18 drops, but impressive when you have, 80-yard touchdowns and you're tough to tackle. You've seen Terry Beckner Jr. do some things. I think if he got over his mental block, he could be a really strong player. I think they have the guys, but they're 18 and 19 years old. They're inconsistent, and they've shown nothing this year that tells me that they're going to turn things around. I think you definitely got to beat Connecticut and Idaho, as we've talked about. But outside of that, every team you play has at least as much talent as you do, and you have struggled this year to execute just the basic fundamentals of football.
Yeah. I know we thought maybe at the start of this year, Drew Locke might wind up on an NFL team someday. You think he's still on that path, or has maybe he soured some people on his ability?
I think he's still on that path because I don't think the NFL cares about production as much as they do ability, which is why Blaine Gabbert is still on a roster, which is why Matt Castle never played one down of college football and got drafted in the sixth round to New England. And they just see guys that can throw the ball hard, that can be accurate. Because it's not that Drew's not accurate. It's that he makes bad decisions. When he decides where he's going, the ball goes where he wants it. He just won't see guys. He doesn't understand coverages very well. He doesn't break things down. But if you go look and you put him through like an Elite 11 workout, the kind of stuff that they do when you're in high school, and they'll have you throw into nets and things like that, Drew will dominate that because he won't have to make any reads. And the NFL loves guys, the NFL coaches in general, and probably every coach to some degree, is they're very arrogant. That's how they get to where they are. They have a lot of self-confidence, but they're always – they think, well, nobody else has been able to figure it out for him yet. I can be the guy that gets him to be who he can be and all his potential. So, yeah, I still think he's an NFL guy, but not because of anything he's done on the field.
TJ Moe, our guest here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, joining us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines. TJ brought to you by Joe Bacardi's every week here on the radio program. And TJ and I are both on the same page. I don't know what in the world's going on. It's odd to me, but Kentucky was 14-point favorite. Now they're a 10-point favorite. Doug, I'm still shipping maybe a fourth of the roll on the Wildcats on Saturday, so adjust accordingly.
Well, you should look at the game tape once again. A lot of good things, a lot of positives for Missouri.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Scoreboard does not always tell the story, and neither does a guy on the other team running up and down the field eight times.
Thank you, sir. TJ, always appreciate it. Thanks, brother.
All right, thanks, guys.
Peace. All right, Mosey.
TJ with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. There it is. Doug, you going to ship any of your roll in there?
If I was a gambling man, and you know that I'm not, right, I would bet heavily on Kentucky.
If you were a gambling man, you'd have an account on mybookie.ag. Segue back to the business.
Yeah.
People always ask us for advice on this presentation. Sometimes it's about women because they know when they see us that we've had our fair share. Okay? It's obvious.
We're alpha males.
Right. We walk into a room and we're either going to fight you or we're going to take your woman. Right. Take your pick.
And sometimes both.
Nice. Or sometimes we might just dance with an NFL Hall of Famer.
Happens.
That could happen.
Yeah, happens. That'll happen too.
Yeah. But if you're looking for advice on where to wager, it's mybookie.ag. MyBookie. Use the promo code radio to activate the offer. Make your way to MyBookie, you win, and they pay fast. I mean, just they pay would be good enough for me because where I'm dealing with, they don't.
Me too on fantasy baseball.
That's right. We both have issues. But they pay, and they pay fast. MyBookie.ag offers in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Doug, what is the number on the Buccaneers, Patriots, over, under?
I just checked on that. Three.
I don't know.
It's three.
53.5. That's tonight. That's a good Thursday night game. Jameis is famous, and what up, TB12?
You'd think it would be, but a lot of these Thursday night games are just awful.
Yeah, but those Rammies put up a bunch of points along with that 40. That 49ers offense is sick. They have Brian Hoyer and Pierre Garçon.
Rice retired, didn't he?
I think he came back just to be part of this team.
Yeah, Roger Craig, pretty good.
Ronnie Lott on D. Yeah.
John Brody can sling it.
So, the over-under is 53.5 on that, and that seems awfully tempting. That seems awfully tempting to go over.
Okay.
MyBookie.ag.
Go over. I don't give a rat's behind.
You play, you win, you get paid. The promo code is radio. That's what it is.
All right.
Doug, Ryan Kelly is the title sponsor of the show, isn't he? I think he is. Yeah,
yes, he is.
Yeah, he has been for years, as a matter of fact.
He is indeed. Well, and there's a reason for that. Is because he agreed to be the sponsor. That's most of the reason. And the reason he can is because he's only the number one mortgage broker in the Midwest. That's all. How are you doing? He's doing just fine. He's number
one. I'm doing fine, not as well as Ryan Kelly. I was down at his headquarters yesterday. You know what he was doing?
No.
Business.
Was he?
Yeah.
He does lots of business.
Your
lots
mom's
of referral
in my business.
Business.
She's in my business. Your mom's in my business.
Well, my mom hadn't been around for
a
long
time. He is trying to do
a
Ryan Kelly
so
read here.
Speaking of somebody else. But, Ryan's busy. Because of the low rates and the fantastic service. I've turned a lot of people on to Ryan Kelly. Oh, gosh, you know. And I've refinanced my own mortgage with him twice. How about that? Rates are still very low. So if you don't
nines.
There are people with eights.
Years ago, there were people with eights. Those houses were foreclosed on years ago. Now the rates are in the threes. So if you have a mortgage that's not in the threes, this is the guy you need to call. When do I need to call him? You need to call him today. Ryan Kelly and the Home Loan Expert team work hard. So you don't have to if you're looking to refinance or purchase a home. Why would you go anywhere else? Call Ryan at 314-781-9700 or visit him online at thehomeloanexpert.com. You'll be happy you did. It's a hassle-free process. It goes by quickly. You'll save hundreds of dollars.
I think that's
enough. I don't know what you're
waiting. No, I think now you're...
I don't know.
You've reached a point of diminishing returns. Yeah, now you're bothering people,
right? I'm frustrated with some of these scallywags.
Like he had me, and then he kept talking about it.
Scolding the audience.
Yeah. Get in there.
Doug, watch this.
Hello? Hello? Line three. Hello? Hello?
Caller.
Mike?
Okay.
Mike! Gotta go now. All right. God, he was on hold for every bit of 2 hours.
Doug got Mike Francesa.
No. It's like this show is all Barstool Chicks and Francesa now.
That's it.
And Mike Leach's press conference. Yeah. People are pulling for the Washington Cougars of Pullman. Mike Francesa not happy with his producer for eating the Yankees game against the Twins.
You bring someone to the game like I brought these guys to the game last night, they want to eat. You know, they want to go in there and take advantage of the food, and they do give you everything you want there. They give you anything you want.
Well, we found out Lobster surpasses all his teams.
Well, you know that. That surpasses, not even surpass the Rangers, Lobsters.
It
really might, after what we saw last night. It might surpass it. It really might.
I did bring five Lobster rolls.
I thought you looked at me like, what was I doing?
You had a whole, you came out with a whole bunch of boxes. I didn't know what you were doing. He came out, he was carrying all these boxes. I like he went to the gift store. He came back, and they were all full of lobster rolls. I mean, God bless him.
About the sixth inning, he turns to me and goes, they got to have ice cream in there, right? And I'm like, I'm sure they have ice cream, Mons. So and then he came back with six bars of ice cream.
Well, they have the whole thing there. They have like a, like as you go out the door, they have a whole thing that's full of ice cream. Yeah. They're all full of all different stuff. It's a crazy place because you can, it really, this right, isn't it like walking through a candy store?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, on your way out, there's like
on
a
the
candy
way out,
store.
Yeah.
It's like, you can walk through it. It's like just grab anything you want. It's on just, the shelf. Yeah. Yeah.
Handfuls of Tootsie Rolls and lollipop.
Where? Where was that?
Yankee Game, Parent
that's
Press
their
Box.
Sweet?
Yes.
Not the, can't be the press box.
It might be the
sweet. Lobster rolls.
Maybe we should go cover a Yankees game. Sounds like a pony.
Like, yeah. Well,
except it's not good. Lobster rolls. It's lobster.
It is lobster.
Just walk right out with it.
Now, Francesa, you know, we played throughout the baseball season. He had the Angels under
79 and a half, yes.
Yeah, and then he gave us I think he was high on the Dodgers. But he also was high on Severino's start, Doug. And if you may recall, I think he went a third of an inning.
Yeah, he didn't fare well. Had a great regular season.
Take a look.
First of all, Severino's going to go deep. He could go as many as eight innings tonight. He's... you know, pitch deep in the game a lot.
My main question is, let's just say inning one, right away, you can tell Severino doesn't have it. Do you go to Sonny Gray first, or would you go right to Chad Green and piece it with the bullpen?
Listen, that's I mean, you're telling me, how many runs is he allowed?
What if he gives up three
if he gives up five runs, you're going to take him out. You're not taking your starter out of the game in the first inning.
Let's say he doesn't have it early. Then Severino showed this year that when he doesn't have it, he doesn't have it.
How many games this year did Severino come out in the second inning out of his starts? I guarantee you none. I guarantee there wasn't a start. I guarantee you there was maybe this year, I would say that 95% of Severino's starts, he went at least five. At 95%, he went at least five innings. 95%. Maybe more than 95%. It might have been like 30 out of 31 starts or whatever it was. So the idea of asking me why you're going to take him out in the first inning, I mean, why not ask me if the first batter hits him with a line drive, who are you going to bring in? It's a ridiculous thing to bring up. It really is. I mean, he's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. You know, they are going to let him pitch. That's why he's pitching this game. I mean, there's nothing not to like about what he's done this year, all the way down the line, and I would expect him tonight to go out there and really throw a heck of a game. I really would. You know, I would be surprised if he didn't go out there and throw seven innings, and that's how many innings I think he'll pitch. I think he'll go seven innings, and...
Didn't he say eight
I
earlier?
I expect a typical Severino performance over those seven innings.
Well, he's thinking it through now.
That's what I expect.
So now, do we have the caller calling in yesterday to scold him, to hold him accountable, and he gets through, and Doug, what do you think winds up happening?
He probably got yelled at. The host probably
Matt,
screamed
City, what's up, Matt?
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's happening?
You know, I don't know if you remember, I called you yesterday, and mm-hmm. I said, I was the one who called you and said, what if Severino doesn't get out of the first inning? And you rudely berated me on the air saying, how could you think of that? How could you even say that? And exactly what I said happened. So
wait a second. Are you trying to tell me you knew he was going to get knocked out in the first inning?
No.
Well, so the point is, why even bring it up? What's the point of bringing it up? Why don't you bring up, do you want me to go through every scenario that can possibly happen in a game before it happens? Every single possible scenario we have to cover so that we make sure the next day that we covered anything that could possibly happen, or do we just let the game happen? What happens if this happens? What happens if that happens? What happens if this happens? Why would we talk about every possible scenario that could happen in a game? If he gets hit hard in the first inning, he comes out. What do you think happens? What happens, happens. He comes out of the game. So is it logical he's going to come out in the first inning? Of course not. Absolutely, of course not. The kid pitched like an all-star all year. He didn't have it last night, so he comes out in the first inning. What's the point? Am I going to discuss now? Do you want to discuss now the Gray and discuss what happens if he comes out in the first inning, the second inning, the third inning, the fourth inning, the fifth inning, and go through every possibility of everything that can happen in the game? I mean, that's not what we do.
What you do is backpedal.
What you do. God, I like that.
It think it is reasonable to ask, what are you going to do if your starter doesn't have it?
In the one game playoff, it is.
Right, there's a lot of pressure. You can't have more pressure than
that. I mean, remember the topic this time last year? It's amazing how these things at the moment was the biggest deal in the world. And now I'd have to remind you, and you go, yeah. Right after the AL play-in game, it was the Orioles and the...
Blue Jays. Deserved to be there. Yeah.
And everybody was on Buck Showalter for leaving Zach Britton in the bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Going, how can you leave your best pitcher in a situation like that and not get him in? And so when you're in that situation, in that one-game playoff, all the chips are in the middle. You have to pull pitchers. I mean, the bullpens were responsible for like 80% of the outs in those two play-in games.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to say the question is a fair one. Even if it was like the Cardinals in the wild card game and what up Low Smart's on the... what is he doing? Toeing the slab?
Toeing the slab.
And he had a couple of bad starts.
Yeah.
There first inning issues. Questions. Yeah.
I had him in fantasy baseball this year, and he was a fantastic starter, but it didn't help me much because the check I was given was fraudulent. He is a very good pitcher.
A lot of people had problems with that, didn't they?
Apparently, well, not many win, so a lot of people would not have had that problem.
No. Well, it seemed like we had producer Joe on who said that no one else had a problem.
Right.
Well, that's what he would say. He's the commissioner of this apparent fraudulent league.
Doug, and finally, fun with audio. I know you're Nick Saban guy when he addresses the media.
Not really.
He had some advice for everybody.
It's kind of like my dad used to tell me. You know, when I used to go to work at the station, my girlfriend broke up with me, so I was treating the customers bad. And he said, what's wrong with you today? And I said, my girlfriend broke up with me. He said, well, you know, you got one problem, but if you keep treating the customers bad, you're going to have two more. I'm going to fire you, and then I'm going to whip your ass for getting fired. So you're not going to have a girlfriend, you're not going to have a job, and you're going to get your tail whipped.
Doug, there's a little. Do you ever tell that to John Vaughn?
When no, I never really did. Of course, nobody's quite as tough as Nick Saban. God,
boy. I think those days are over too. No one whips their kids' butt anymore.
No, Adrian Peterson tried it.
Yeah,
got in a lot of trouble.
Could you do that anyway?
I don't know. When you hear the stories of old guys, I'll take you behind the woodshed and whip you.
To make out?
No.
No.
I think there was times when fathers did take their belt off and whip their kid a little bit.
But not anymore, or take a switch off a tree.
No, I don't think they do it much anymore.
How would you want to hurt something that you love?
Ward Cleaver did it. The boys were always afraid they were going to get beat.
By Hugh Beaumont?
Yeah. He never did
that.
Never did it on the air.
Was there ever a scene where Tony Dow took the high hard on him?
No, never, but they were always afraid that, because you're going to hit me, Dad.
Yeah, I was afraid my dad was going to hit me.
My dad would give me the look.
I got spanked, I think, when I was a little kid, hard a few times.
I never got hit, but my dad would give me a look like it was close, and that was good enough.
Yeah.
I'm afraid if I was, like, at a supermarket and some lady, like, started spanking her kid, I would say something. Probably not I shouldn't jump in. It's none of my business, but I think I would say something if I saw somebody hitting a kid.
I am sick, and I'm tired.
It takes a lot of patience as a parent if you have a really bratty kid not to give him at least one swat on the butt at some point in his life. Good luck. Good luck getting through that.
Somehow my kid turned out to be kind of a wise guy. I don't know where that gene came. I'm assuming the mailman.
Yeah. Yeah, it couldn't have been you.
No.
No.
He wants to litigate everything. I don't know where that comes from. I got to look into this.
He's litigious, is he?
Guys, if you could I have the phone number and the time Mike Francesa is on the air? I would like to call into a show. Doug, that comes from, I think it might be from Deke Dotem.
It's about time.
Do you have the call-in number? I guess the audience wants to give their take on the Yanks.
I mean, it's
Sonny Gray and Trevor Bauer.
I think Deke Dotem could figure out how to get a hold of a radio station.
Yeah, you just Google the
Well, he's got a rapport with Joel Osteen. But I don't know if he knows Francesa.
The problem is, do they have caller ID? I know they take
Will it pop up in the WFAN studios, Dotem on 3?
I was just saying, why is there somebody from Missouri calling that maybe hinders them getting on air?
Matt Holliday fan. Wanting to see what the word is for this ALDS.
Is he part of the playoff roster?
Doug, is Holliday on the Yankees playoff roster?
He is. He was on the bench the other night.
But yeah, but they have to reset it now. It's not just for the wild card game. And I haven't been able to find out because... I will throw my support behind the Yankees.
Wow.
Because of Matt Holliday. In fact, I'll call them the New York Holidays.
You will.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'll try to get a lot of people to.
You ready for the on-air hotline?
Doug?
Sure.
WFAN, 877-337-6666.
Okay. Now we look like the bad guys. Now a little crummy station with 14 listeners. Show with 14 listeners is now trying to sabotage the big boys in New York. Mm-hmm. That's a bad look for us.
Why are you calling? Are you running portions of our show? Don't you know that that's a violation?
No, it's not. You can, as long as you courtesy.
We're not doing anything. A caller asked a question and we answered.
Cod?
Coup.
Is it pronounced coup?
Coup.
It's pronounced coup?
Coup.
Okay. It's K-O-O.
Coup.
Okay. Well, right now there's a lot of O's, and that's for sure.
Coup.
So my son tells me his name is Yong Ho Koo.
That's right.
Hold on, I'm just sending an email to Buck Swope and producer Joe. Swope wants to interview producer Joe for Swope's picks.
Just, or Sode?
Send something to Bill for a second, then I'll be with you on that.
What is this Sode going to focus on?
It's focused on producer Joe asking guests about having MMFs. Full hour on that, Doug.
Did my Sode get scrapped?
You haven't had a Sode?
He hasn't interviewed me yet. The Sode's done. There's 45 minutes of the Sode done. He just wanted to interview me, but you don't have to interview me. Just play the...
What is it about? The shark thing? Or
the invention.
That was for you, Plazzi.
How the audio postcard came about.
Fun.
No, the funny thing is you and Kat and Doug during the whole time you play them.
Iggy. Seemed like you and Anne Hayes hit it off.
Right, sure.
Until she cut you off.
Right. These starlets all know Iggy.
Again, that's the handler.
I knew you'd say that.
So far, Doug, that poll, I don't know if you voted yet. Would you listen to a podcast about the fan page? 61 people have voted yes. 14 people wrote, don't you people have jobs? No chance I'm listening. And then 5 people said, I'll try anything once. So there it is.
About the numbers you would expect from a band of nitwits.
Just, you would just think that a poll about a fan page podcast posted on the fan page
right.
would have a lot of blowback.
You want to talk about yourself? How would you like to talk about yourself? Oh, man, someone's going to pay attention to me for one. Yes, I vote yes. Count me in.
What topics would you like them to cover? Because that way we could like put requests in like they're DJs in the 80s and we're calling in. Could you play Tiffany? I think we're alone now.
Hmm. Where are you calling from?
Crestwood? Crestwood
Tiffany
Mall?
Is Tiffany your favorite?
I have a crush on her and Debbie Gibson.
Who's better?
I don't know.
Well, sit tight. We got Tiffany coming your way after the break.
I like kittens and bunnies.
No, it's kittens and bunny. Bunny singular. Please pay attention to the show. Thanks. A lot of people come up to me and say, why is your skin so soft? Why is your skin so smooth?
I've heard it described as touchable.
That's right. That's actually when you hear people ask, they say touchable. Well, the answer is Harry's Razors. For decades, one big razor company has relentlessly increased prices and reaped immense profits at the expense of their customers. So Jeff and Andy, two ordinary guys who were fed up with getting ripped off, started Harry's to fix shaving. Harry's knew there was only one way to ensure quality, so they bought their own factory. And by taking less profit and selling directly to you over the internet, Harry's offers their blades at half the price, just $2 a blade, compared to the $4 or more you'll pay at the drugstore. Harry's razors include everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they want you to try their shave set for free. You heard that right. Just cover shipping when you sign up. Plus, as a special offer for fans of the show, go to harrys.com right now and enter code INSIDESTL at checkout to get a post-shave balm also free. That's harrys.com, code INSIDESTL. Wow. Wow.
And once you shave and look good, you're ready for the office.
Yeah.
Where you might run into some right business products pin if you're lucky. And when I say you look good, I mean you look good for you.
Nice.
You know, it's, in the big picture, you look better. But that's really not the point. I was trying to talk about right business products. It's a place where you can brand your business the right way. Locally owned and operated business that can brand ink pens. I have many of these fellas. I have many of these ink pens. Perhaps you've seen
them. Look what they did for Elton Brand, right?
Right. They did a lot for Elton Brand. They can also brand business cards. They can do canned coolies. They can do magnets and so much, much more. Call Brian Mode. You're saying, how do I know the number? Well, I'll give it now. 618-277-4109. Can you repeat it? Well, one more time. 618-277-4109 to get started today with your very own Right Business products. Oh, I swear by mine, fellas.
Nice,
I like
nice,
it when
nice,
you have a conversation
nice,
with yourself. Nice, it's like nice. Two dummies at once.
Nice, 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 nice. It's time for the Hot Shots email of the day.
All right.
I'm giving away WWE tickets, and the Sea Monster says the Deep Batch. So we might have some good ones in here, Doug.
All right. I doubt it, but we'll listen.
I want to applaud Plowboy's erotic pancake move. I, too, use anatomically correct food in my foreplay. Some of my favorites are man with meatballs and wild spaghetti shrubs, taco-mouthed woman eating a boiled hot dog with mayonnaise, and chicken cordon bleu in the shape of Doug's butt. It's all sexy stuff. Thanks. That's from Timmy Tom Tom.
I didn't like it. Timmy Tom Tom. I didn't like it.
Well, Doug, you caught me this morning when you said I was lying about you not paying your fantasy sports dues on time. I mean, I have such a long established history of rushing to that grass fairy's defense when I should have seen how transparent I was being. You're right. You always ended up paying, but were never, and I repeat, never delinquent in your payments. Prod Joe never, and I repeat again, never had to chase you and others down multiple times to pay halfway into the season or even after it was over so that the winner could get his money. No idea where I got that idea from. No. Must have mistaken you with the other 65-year-old confused old man who plays in the Inside STL League. I apologize, Doug. It wasn't because of you and others that we had to start using League Safe and require everyone to pay ahead of the draft to avoid the regular season delinquent players. Payers. Nope, wasn't you. Oh, and that League Safe, huh? What's the whole deal? Never works for anyone else in every single other league it's used in. You're not the only person it doesn't work for. It's not just you. It's everyone. Justin in Columbia is not happy and has struck.
I didn't like the tone. I'm going to suspend him. Justin in Columbia, you've been suspended for the tone. You've been suspended for the tone and for lying. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Your name is going into the Hot Shots Leather-Bound Suspension Log. You are not welcome at our next Hot Shots Live.
Wow. Presented by Bud Select, the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. So let me get this straight. A semi-psychotic actress with lesbian tendencies who created an alternate personality and faked an alien abduction has formed an unspoken bond with a guy who looks like an alien, turns women into lesbians, and makes up stories about banging celebs and cucking dudes at Hito. Irony, thy name is Iggy. At least you're getting better at teasing. That's from Doug Vaughn's Illicit East Side Lover.
Doug Vaughn's Illicit East Side Lover. Irony, thy name is Iggy. That's not a bad line. I don't necessarily agree with it.
Guys, Plops here. Well, hate to say it, but it happened again. I had my annual fall harvest party last night, celebrating a nice abundant yield with the fellas, as you do. And then Doug showed up. Guys, we stopped inviting him years ago because he couldn't understand that this was not a Halloween costume party like he wanted it to be. Every year he shows up in the same little outfit. It's these black patent leather shoes with 4-inch heels, these little black patent leather shorts, no shirt, a Dracula cape, and big hoop earrings.
So?
He wanders around all night calling himself the Countess of Crestwood and saying, trick or treat, smell my feet, give me something cute to eat. He won't leave the guest alone until the guest hand feeds him a piece of candy corn. And when they finally do, he says, gracias, Poppy, and then makes them give him a little kiss on the cheek. It's just weird, and my guests are tired of it. Can one of you talk to him? Thanks, Misty Plops, fan of fall time.
Misty Plops, fan of fall time.
It's a good bet.
I don't even like candy corn.
Morn. Why, hello there. It's offset that this establishment has the best Salisbury steak west of the Merrimack. I'll have two orders, and bring me a side of General Tso's chicken, if you would. Do people get Salisbury steak with General Tso?
No, they new don't. Thing. No, yeah, it's a new thing.
They do not.
Oh, my word. You think that steak is a bit dry, boy? You need me to moisten up that steak a bit for you, naughty boy? Let's whisk that loaf away to the men's room where we can soak this meat in asparagus brine for 6 hours. Letting it moisten up with all the naughty boys' tasty golden waste. Twink about it. Tunnels 12,000. Look, he included a picture.
You don't suspend that.
Oh, it's awful. I wasn't even paying attention.
Look, there's the picture of him. He's wearing a sailor's hat.
Yeah, he's a sailor. Tunnels 12,000 has been suspended.
Looks
been
like
suspended email. A period of 2 days' time.
I remember fondly the day of my wedding. Oh, gosh, yeah. And, oh, boy, was our photographer a real snootful. My mom suggested that me and my bride find a clean spot in the barn so we could take some pics of her pretending to mount me like a stuffed buck. Then the photographer suggested my stepdad get in the mix. I took two of his fingers on my ear and both big toes in my delicate mouth. Then it got really cray. My bio dad got involved in a major way. He removed his 10-gallon hat and ran his fingers through my stepdad's salt and pepper hair as I presented myself to both of them in a loving posture with a sensual look in my eyes. It was surely a day I'll never forget. Oh, boy. That's from Cucky the Dwarf.
Okay. Cucky the Dwarf.
Does Doug's suspension ritual surprise you? Because there are times that they're so vile. As long as they leave him out of it, they're fine.
He was just talking through a family crisis, that's all. I'm going to interrupt that.
Dear Mr. Vaughn, this is Ahmad Tatanka, CEO of Billy's Fly-By-Night Fantasy League Roof Repair. I understand you're having trouble collecting your baseball winnings.
Yep.
No problem. Simply wire $500 to my account at the Bank of Kabul, and I'll personally reimburse you. Regarding your complaint about our workers only reshingling half your roof, for another installment of $1,300, I will send them back to finish the job in June of 2018. In addition, Mr. Vaughn, should you receive a phone call from someone at the IRS or an adult grandchild seeking money, do exactly as they say. I apologize for any inconvenience. We here at Billy's Fly-By-Night Fantasy League Roof Repair appreciate your business. After all, Mr. Vaughn, we realize you are a special, special man. That's from Ahmad Tatanka, CEO of Billy's Fly-By-Night Fantasy League Roof Repair, also known as Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Bill Pullman's Independence Day speech.
Dear Mr. Vaughn, I'm writing you in regards to your issue with receiving funds from us here at League Safe. First of all, I'd like to apologize that you're so old that you require a physical check rather than receiving funds electronically like everyone else in the world. It's a very rare combination that someone is able to operate a computer while still also using checks. To rectify the situation, I will personally hand deliver you a check with the necessary funds. As a bonus for you being totally incompetent, I will allow you to top me for a period of no longer than 10 minutes.
Who was it, Tim?
Oh, that's the hipster Tower Grove South.
Hipster Tower Grove South got himself suspended with that last line. Got himself suspended with that last line, a period of 2 days' time. I'd like to thank Hotshots for their suspension logule.
Doug, and finally, our winner from yesterday. Hey, guys, yesterday I was hanging up pictures of Tim over the top of my Tim wallpaper when I thought, you know what would be a better format? Quick 15-second soundless videos of Tim. So, Tim, can you please send me 7 or 8 clips of you doing anything at all so I can then hang some TVs and have Tim GIFs playing on loop all over my house? Thanks in advance. That's from Seth.
Seth.
And that's what we have for the Hotshots email today. There's a lot to work with. Sea Monster was right. It was
wasn't
deep.
Much to work with.
Yeah, there were a few good ones. I'm going back and forth between Misty and Justin. Since Justin took a shot at Doug, and I think Doug's suspension policy is just rigmarole, I'm going with Justin.
That's a poor vote. I'll go with Misty Plops, fan of Fall Time.
God, I really like Tunnels. Tunnels got me today. I'm going with Tunnels 12,000, and now it goes to the Speaker of the House. We go
suspended.
To the floor.
He's not eligible. He got suspended.
Yeah, it was pretty no-brainer, Tunnel 12,000.
Dang, Snap Lucas! How do you look at yourself in the mirror?
He is my friend, too, so... Tim's my friend.
Tim's my friend.
Tim first. Tim first, of course.
It's a lousy email, disgusting and vile, but Tim is my friend, I hope.
I'm going to get that Salisbury Steak General Sows.
I just texted Tunnel saying, I'm still wiping tears from my eyes.
He's emotional over it.
It's maybe the funniest one I've heard.
There's nothing funny about it.
Doug, we have a live audience
funny
today.
About it.
Your wife and her friends are out there, and they're enjoying Tunnel's 12,000's email.
They can't hear it. They can't hear it. They don't know anything that's being said. They're talking about linens and going to bed.
Hopefully they got McGraw-Millhaven pumped out there.
It's time for us to shut it down. Frank's up next with the real program, and it's called the Hollywood Casino Press Box. For the Plowhawk, for Riggy, for the Sea Monster, for my brother Kevin, for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 590 The Fan KFNS.